This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Corona quarantine 2020. What did you do? Nothing, probably. Well, mostly me too. That doesn't mean you can't eat healthy and eat things that are good for you. You're getting Uber Eats every day. What are you doing? You're wasting a bunch of money, number one, and you're eating like a monster. Come on, man. Have some self-pride. Have some self-respect. Try NTT Nutrition. Check them out at nttfitness.com. They got good food. They got things that are good for you, and they are delivered right to your door, just like Uber Eats. Same thing. But you're eating things, you're eating macros and micros, whatever the hell that means, I don't know. I just eat it, and I know I feel better, and believe it or not, I'm actually looking better too. Check it out, use my code LEVELUP15 at checkout and get 15% off your first order, nttfitness.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drive, Drop Park, Central Avenue, we're all about the Sunshine City, RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
I'm driving your car, but I just got a notification that Ruth Bader Ginsburg died! Could this year get any f***ing worse?
Are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Pete Holmes. I'm a comedian. I'm with my boy, Will. You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast, because you're smart.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is William Koontz. Welcome back to the program. 813-693-2124, HMBRadio.com is the website. Instagram's still gone. I don't think I'm getting it back. Very upset about it. What am I supposed to do while I lay in bed? I want to watch funny vids. I want to watch people fall. I want to watch girls jump on trampolines. These are things that I cannot do now, and it's unfair, and it's anti-American. Speaking of anti-American, we got the election coming up in a few weeks. Donald Trump ran on Make America Great Again in 2016, and a lot of people went, what the hell is that supposed to mean? Was America, first of all, it was America's always been great. And then they went, oh, well, there were some things that weren't so good. Well, he must be talking about when things were bad. That's what he wants to go back to. And any reasonable person went, no. I think this is what Donald Trump meant. Have you seen the ZZ Top Legs music video? If you haven't, go watch it right now. Pause this podcast and watch it. This is what he meant. That was a fun time in America, the 1980s. I was a baby. But it seemed like that was the peak. And ever since then, 80s and then 90s, I guess, too. I did get to experience the 90s, which was a great time. Great time to be a kid in the 90s. Before 9/11 happened. Cold War was over. I think that was the peak. That was the utopia that we were promised. And unfortunately, utopias they degrade into dystopias fairly quick, and they tend to be pretty boring. There's only so much cocaine you can do. You can only ride a jet ski with Spuds McGee, the Budweiser dog, for so long. before you want more. You want more excitement. And that's what we saw over the past two decades. War, death, famine. Make America Great Again. ZZ Top Legs music video. That was it. It's gone forever. Do have the election in a few weeks. It's going to be a complete disaster either way. Whoever wins, it's not going to be great. It's not even going to be good. It's going to be fighting in the streets. Just stay home, though. It's easy to get around this stuff. You just go home. You stay home. You lock yourself in your house. You have your ammunition. Hopefully you were able to get some because it's very sparse. And you wait it out, you know? If Biden wins, he will stop this crap in the streets. Don't let him fool you. He is a law and order guy. These Antifa, the idea known as Antifa kids, will get the tanks brought in on him if Biden wins. Don't worry about it. And probably if Trump wins too, he's got nothing to lose at that point, and he'll bring him in too. So maybe things will be better. Let's keep that positive mindset. All this rest, unrest in the streets will kind of go away. But it is probably going to be bad for at least a few weeks of just lunatics on both sides of the aisle fighting it out in the streets. So that'll be fun to watch in the hyper-reality that we live in where you can't get a goddamn solid answer on anything. I was looking at that medicine that Trump took, that from that company Regeneron. I think that's its name. And the big story of the week was this, because they want to stick it to him however they can. So this was used or developed with cells from an aborted fetus. Okay. Well, he's a hypocrite. Yes. I'm sure he probably didn't know that. Like, he doesn't know these things. He's not thinking about that stuff. But they want to call him a hypocrite. And you go, yeah, most politicians are, as we've learned. How long have you been alive? You should know this by now. But and then I saw a fact check. No, that's not really true. It wasn't from a right-wing website. It was from Channel 10, WTSP. But then I went to try to go and find that, and I can't find it now because all my friends are on this. Oh, what a hypocrite. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe it's just you can't – whatever you see, you can find a fact check that's the opposite of that. We live in two separate realities. I mean, the corporate media has created their own – reality. And I think people who look at news and media and aren't on Twitter, for example, where you can fact check this stuff in real time and know that people are lying to you, they just trust. Why would the news lie? You know, and then it's an automatic, like they have the truth on their side. So you present, you know, hey, look at this. And they go, nah, you're a kook. The news said it's fine. It's that appeal to authority fallacy that's just the way it is. It sucks, but that's the world we're living in. If you want to learn stuff, you can, but most people don't want to. They're busy. They have jobs, important jobs. They want to just turn on the TV real quick, get the quick news of the day, and that's it. And then if somebody challenges that, they go, nah, you're a kook. The news said it was fine. So that's the world we're living in. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. This podcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa, T-R-U-V is in Victory, Y, salonandspa.com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in good old St. Petersburg. Check them out. Make your appointment today. Truvy salonandspa.com. Christmas is coming up. Get your girl a gift certificate. That's always a great gift. Truvy salonandspa.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSt.Pete.com.
I had to go to a funeral this week. Last week, I guess now.
Mm-hmm.
It was for somebody that wasn't old. It was for somebody that was I went to high school with. And we're getting to that age now where it's not totally unreasonable for you to drop dead.
It's unreasonable.
It's not. No, as just demonstrated by the fact that I went to a funeral for a 30, mid to early 30s.
Yeah, but that's not like of natural...
Right.
Causes, or, right. You know, maybe it's an illness, but I mean, you know, kids die sometimes and it's unfortunate, but.
But I think people look at it now as that's a shame. They were so young, but it's also not totally unreasonable either. to die at this age.
At 35?
Yeah. It's not... comparing,
I disagree, but okay.
Comparing a 20-year-old, comparing a 16-year-old, comparing a 35-year-old, how would you rank those as far as
deaths go? Well, sure, more life lived is better, typically.
There you go.
Yeah, but I mean,
approaching
you could say
40, you know, cavemen lived until they were 30, and then they died.
But we don't live in that time anymore.
I'm not saying it's not tragic. What I'm saying is it's not as tragic. The older you get, it's not as bad. It's awful. My friend died, and it's terrible, and it was very unexpected. And it was also, you know, you don't get to see these people anymore, the people you went to school with, so it was kind of fun. You went to the funeral. First thing I thought was good turnout. Good turnout for this person. Great, great work. Loved by a lot of people. And I wondered how many people are going to show up when I die.
You thought about that?
I did.
You want more people at your funeral than at your wedding?
Yes. Absolutely. Nobody's showing up to the wedding.
But also, you don't get to experience your funeral. You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, great, but I'll never know.
You just never know.
I'll never
know. But I hope, you know, there's a lot of people there.
Do you want them to be happy or sad? Because I want crocodile tears, Stitch.
Oh, I want sad.
I want sad.
A lot of people
all these
go,
people are like, oh, I want a party. Not at mine.
No.
All black. Everyone very unhappy.
Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be no food. Like, this one was nice.
No
and people,
food.
Like, they provided food for
there's
their
always
guests.
Usually there's always a wake.
Nope, not at mine. There's going to be food, but it's not going to be anything you're going to want to eat.
Just
it's going to be vegetable trays. It's going to be
why are you
apples.
Punishing people in the postmortem?
Because I don't want you to have fried chicken.
You
and
don't
enjoy.
Want you don't want people to enjoy themselves.
I don't want people to enjoy themselves.
Okay, so no cake.
No cake.
No cake.
It'll be cake. It's going to be gluten-free cake.
Oh.
With a natural icing.
Ugh. And I'm a vegetarian, and that disgusts me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's going to be there, but it's going to be stuff that you're not going to be happy to eat.
Mm.
There's going to be no joy that day. Absolutely none.
Okay.
Some people want the celebration of life. No, I want the morning of death.
Morning of death.
I'm not here
like
anymore.
That. That's a vibe, dude.
Yeah.
That's a vibe.
A lot of people, you know, and they don't ask. You know, I guess with this unexpected death, you don't get to ask, but I'm putting it on record now that I want a morning of death. I want everybody to be sad. I want my family who is will hopefully be dead by the time that I die.
Yeah.
So it might just be like who's even going to show up? Maybe you can show up.
No.
And enforce the enforce the law, enforce the rules.
I'll be head usher.
You'll probably outlive me. Although sometimes I think that I'll probably outlive everyone.
Why do you say that?
I just have a feeling.
You just gotta.
Got a hunch? Just got a feeling.
Okay.
I've got a lot of energy. I got a lot of investment in this life. So I feel like I'm gonna hang on way longer than what people probably want me
despite
to.
Despite the fact that you may trash your body.
I don't.
Sooner rather than later. You're
not that bad.
No. You're actually, I mean, I don't know how much you've wanted to divulge, but I feel like you've said this on air before, but you used to smoke, like cigs.
Used to smoke cigs.
You used to eat a lot worse than you do now. I've seen what you eat now.
It's not great, but it's better.
No, it's pretty good. As far as Americans go, you're doing great, to be honest with you, which isn't a good parameter or, you know, standard to judge, but you're doing pretty good.
I did have a milkshake. Last night.
I saw you.
But it's you know, rare that I do these things.
Strawberry, dude.
Strawberry's good. It's the best milkshake.
You could have gotten, like, chocolate, mocha, peanut butter, like, M&Ms. You could have gotten some. And you get friggin' strawberry. I was kind of, to be honest with you, I was kind of disappointed.
I like simple things.
Would have been better than strawberry.
You don't got to muck everything up with all this, oh, I want M&M's and I want Heath bar in it. No. If you want M&M's, have M&M's. If you want a Heath bar, have a Heath bar. If you want a milkshake, have a chocolate, a strawberry, vanilla milkshake.
Coming
you don't
from,
need all this stuff
coming
in it.
From the guy who used to get, what was it? What was the thing they used to get all the time? It was like
The drumstick. But even that.
Decadent.
No, a drumstick.
Drumstick Sunday? That's very decadent.
It is, but it's also not unreasonable. I'll tell you why. Because it's pretty much just a drumstick that's mashed up in a cup. It just has the cone in it, and it has, like, the nuts and
the
chocolate sauce. And
some caramel.
Yeah, but it's just an ice cream cone that's mashed
all
up.
All right, okay. Tell yourself that.
That's what it is. It's very simple. But you don't need all this stuff. You have a cheesecake. You don't need peanut butter cheesecake. stupid. Why? Cheesecake's delicious on its own. A New York style plain cheesecake. No, it's
not.
Can you
pop me up a little bit in my ears?
It's not better, though.
Yeah. Well, okay. We can agree to disagree. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, whatever. But anyway, so people died. My friend died. It was very sad.
Can I ask you a really bizarre question?
Sure.
Did you have sex with this person?
No.
Okay.
Probably would have if they gave me the opportunity. Yeah. But it was actually kind of more...
It was a guy.
No. It was more of a friend of friends. So I wouldn't say we were particularly close, but I definitely knew this person, hung out with this person more than a handful of times.
Okay.
But it was like a friend of a friend type thing. And it was a good turnout for her funeral. It was very sad, obviously.
And unexpected. Cause of death?
I don't even really know what the cause of it. She wasn't sick with anything. Oh, she had some problems with alcohol at a certain point.
Because I know that you had another friend within the last year that died of cancer.
Cancer, right.
That's a different person.
That's a different person, yeah. Good turnout for him, too. That's nearly what I thought of.
Right, right. Oh, that was a guy. Okay.
And that was a man, yeah. And that's, you know, that's terrible. And she had some problems, you know, but it was definitely unexpected. But you get to see people you don't see. You know, ordinarily, it's all people that you went to school with and you can kind of catch up with and see how good or how bad, you know, they're doing. It's like a, you know, you have your 10-year reunion and then you have to wait 10 years if you're not friends with those people on Facebook, which pretty much everybody is now. But you got to wait another 10 years to see how people are doing. Now people are getting married. They're dying. You're getting together every few years at least. You get to catch up. And like we went to lunch afterwards, me and a couple of these people you don't get to see. And it was a nice time.
Yeah. Do you find it... I don't want to say more or less tragic because both are bad, but when someone dies of natural causes, you know, say they have cancer or something like that, awful, absolutely horrendous. But when someone who is healthy just completely trashes their body to the point where they kill themselves, and it wasn't a suicide. It was just an overabundance of alcohol, drugs, and it just, you know, she ended up dying. I feel like, I don't want to say that is almost worse, but you had a healthy body. Everything was good, and you ruined it. Like, you have no one to blame but yourself. And, you know, maybe your dad, whoever touched you as a kid, your uncle and stuff like that. I mean, I get bad things happen, but nevertheless, when you have, like, a perfectly healthy body and you just completely take a hammer to that temple and destroy it, I'm just like, that makes me like more angry, because the person that had cancer would have loved to have that body and you destroyed yours. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. Now there's people call it a disease, like alcoholism's a disease, drug, you know, dependence is a disease. So I think some people would put it in the same category as having cancer.
Yeah, but
I mean, I'm just saying, I know, I get your point. I know what you mean. But sometimes it's one of those things that you can't
control.
Yeah. Like, I mean, literally you get to the point with some of these drugs and alcohol where you become physically dependent.
Oh, absolutely. I don't doubt that. But it's not like you start drinking and then immediately you're addicted to any substance, drinking or cocaine, whatever, heroin. It's a progression. So it's a series of decisions that you made to the point where you become physiologically dependent on something. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. Yeah. And that does make sense. And I've heard.
And in those steps that you took, you had agency.
Yeah.
You could have turned around and said, I don't think people do heroin once and they're immediately addicted for life. Maybe I'm wrong. I've never done it before. But or cocaine or drinking or cigarettes or whatever. I don't think the first time you're hooked for life, it's you decide to do it again.
Some people say that, though, where they go,
heroin? Maybe.
Yeah. That no, or even anything. That the first time they did it, they were hooked. Now, I don't know if it's something that they are just, you know, making up, but they say that they liked it so much they became, you know.
No, especially not with cigarettes or alcohol.
I've heard people say that.
Tasted alcohol. I went, icky. I still do that.
Some people they like it, and they like it. It's probably more how it makes them feel more than the actual taste of the alcohol. Mm-hmm. But yeah, some people say that the first time they had this thing, and I found out during the service that apparently her mother was an alcoholic as well.
Yeah,
and it was like in recovery.
Family.
That's what my mom always said. That she goes, you need to be careful with booze because it runs in our family. And I go, Mom, it runs in everybody's family.
I think it's more that you have an addictive personality where you tend to cope with certain things in unhealthy ways, that might be more addictive than the actual substance itself.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but that's what I think, that it's an addictive personality. But then I think, who doesn't have an addictive personality? Some people are addicted to exercise. Some people are addicted to eating. Some people are addicted to drugs. Some people are addicted to whatever, doing like thrill seeking or whatnot, jumping out of planes, whatever your poison is. I feel like everybody has a routine. Everybody does stuff that makes them feel good. How is that? Like, I'm addicted to coffee, I guess you could say. But, I mean, it's not ruining
my
life.
Could you just not drink coffee?
Yeah, I suppose. But, I mean, again, I don't really know because I haven't really tested it.
Wanting something is not necessarily being addicted to it.
No. Absolutely not. But, again, like, I don't know. I've never tested it where I didn't give myself coffee because, actually, a few times I have and I get, like, a headache. Which isn't like I'm not like fiending for it, but I would prefer not to have the headache, so I just have the coffee.
Yeah, you take some ibuprofen and you move on with your day if you wanted to, or you could have a cup of coffee.
I know maybe using me as an example isn't good, but I know people who drink four monsters a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I would say that they're probably dependent on that to get through their day.
Yeah, I remember my dad actually gave me a really good piece of advice with booze a long time ago. I had a breakup I was taking very hard. And I was by myself, living by myself, and I would just go immediately after I left work. I would go and get two big things of Mickey's malt liquor, and
every
I would
day?
Get that. And I remember one time I walked into the corner store around from my apartment, and this homeless man was giving me props on my selection, like that's good stuff. And I was like, something might be going on here. And then I kind of switched it up to I would get a little. Thing of liquor, a little fifth of vodka and stick it in my back pocket. And like when I would go to bars and stuff, and it was more to kind of save money, but yeah. I also wanted to get drunk. So I would get like a PBR and then I would take swigs out of my, like a homeless man, what a homeless man did.
How old are you though?
I was like 25.
That's almost problematic. Now,
yeah,
if you
but
said
was...
you were 18, I would have been like totally fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Totally fine.
Well, I was getting to the point, yeah, where it might have been a problem, but that's
mid-late 20s. You got issues now.
I became concerned about it because it was going on for a few months, and I wanted to make sure it wasn't getting out of control. So I asked my dad. I was like, if I feel like I might have an alcohol problem, and he gave me good advice, which was, if you're worried about it, you're fine. And he was right. You know, I pulled myself out. I was just sad for a few months, and then I stopped spiraling and bit myself back up, and then I didn't drink like that anymore. I still drink, but not like, you know, a homeless man.
That's an interesting measure to be like, if you're concerned, then you have enough insight that you shouldn't be worried.
But I think he's absolutely right. I think that's totally true. Like, if you are concerned about it, then you're probably fine. But it's that when you're like sneaking it and don't even think second, like there's people who like hide booze in their house and you know, and don't think it's a problem. They're just like,
I feel like there's like two axes, like excessive drinking and then like your level of insight. So you may have high insight and say, this is a problem, but I can't stop. Someone help me, but I can't stop. Versus like,
or don't want help. If
or
you're,
don't want
if
help,
like,
but you don't care. It's my life. It's my decision. It's my body sort of a thing.
Yeah. And a lot of people
are
totally functional. On booze. I mean, they hold down a job and they have a family and you know, I have many friends of mine. One guy got to the point where he was bleeding in his throat because he was drinking so much and he had to stop. But I'm pretty sure he still drinks, just he doesn't drink the way he used to.
Yeah. Can I call that pro-choice under the umbrella of pro-choice? Like, I'm pro-choice to the extreme.
My body, my choice.
Yeah, with everything. Oh, you want to do drugs? Let it go. Let it rip. Let's go, baby.
Especially, I mean, if you are being productive to society, if you're not a bum and you're holding down a job and you're... But the thing with that is it usually doesn't last. Like, the sustainability of that... Well, no, I mean, like, you usually just spiral out of control where your habits get too expensive to hold down a job or you stop showing up to work. Like, eventually, usually something happens. This guy, he had kids, and, like, that's where you get into, okay, now you're responsible for more than just your body, your choice. Mm-hmm. Now you got these other little bodies that you're responsible for, and that kind of snapped him out of it, and, you know, he stopped. I don't know if he got help or what happened, but anyway, I just know he doesn't drink like that anymore. But I'm pretty sure he still has some beers from time to time.
I feel like most people can't do that. Like, we know somebody that hasn't touched alcohol in like 30 years because they had a really big issue with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I feel like once you have a problem with the substance, you can't do it recreationally. You just have to stop completely. Because then I feel like you're just habit takes over and you're like, this one feels good, two must be better.
But I think that's the difference between it being a disease and it just being something that you like a lot and want to continue doing it, but you stop. Like there's something obviously going on in your brain chemistry where it gets to the point where you're like, I can't look at it. Don't even put it near me or I'm gonna want to have it. And just being like, man, I'd like to have a beer right now. I'm not gonna, but man, a beer sounds great right now, or a bourbon or whatever. Mm-hmm. I do that every night. I come home, look at those bottles.
I know.
And I go, man, I'd like to have one of those right now, but I don't. I just take a shower, go to bed, you know? So I feel like, you know, it's okay.
Does one drink get you drunk, or you just like the...
I think what, especially bourbon, if you have, you know, one on an empty stomach, yeah, you got a nice little buzz there. Nice buzz. But it's not like you're wasted.
Yeah.
Anything.
Like, I'm just wondering, like, in terms of, like, your size and how much you do drink, if one drink even gets you anywhere.
It depends. I mean, it depends on what you had to eat that day.
Okay.
You know, sometimes I'll have, you know, 3 beers and be wasted.
Sure.
It just depends on, you know, the strength of the
beer. How much water you have in your system. Yeah, there's a lot of factors.
It's body chemistry. So.
I got you.
But yeah, usually I only drink on weekends. That's it. Now, that's bad because that's binge drinking, right? And drink to excess where I'd probably be inebriated.
I think, what is it, like 5 or more drinks for men or something like that?
I think it's like even less than that. I think it's like 2 or 3 and you're binge drinking.
It's also within a certain amount of time as well.
Yeah, a day, I think, 24 hours.
Pretty sure. Like, it'll say it with 4 to 5 hours. I don't know the definition, but I think you're fine, Will. I'm not worried about you at all.
No, I am fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with it. But, yeah, that was good advice when I was concerned about it. I mean, So I think that's the difference between being an alcoholic where something is going on in your brain chemistry and just wanting to drink. And I think there's 2 types of alcoholics that are like that. The ones who cannot be around it, it's a disease. There's something going on there. And then there's just people who like to drink a lot.
Yeah. I guess the thing that I could relate most to alcoholism in terms of my own life, which is something that people generally say is very good, but sometimes when you overdo it, it becomes very bad, was exercise. Because obviously, if you say, is exercise good? Everyone would tell you yes.
Yeah, of course.
It would be great. But I mean, I did it to the point where, and I've talked about this before when we worked together on air, but I mean, I didn't get a period for almost a year. That's not good. I started having some real problems. I got a DEXA scan last year, found out my bone density is way below average for my size and everything. And he looked at me, he goes, you look like you like lift weights, which is good for bone density. Mm-hmm. And I go, I do. And he goes, well, you know, unfortunately. And so I asked him about it. I said, listen, I did some dumb stuff when I was in my early 20s where I was like not nourishing my body properly and over-exercising. Could that have had an effect 12 years later? He goes, oh, absolutely. And I go, wonderful. Great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, there are things that you can get addicted to that are good for you, but in excess are bad for you.
Everything's bad into
excess. Moderation.
Yeah, or everything is a problem. Yeah, if you overdo it, sure. What if you were pregnant and you have a stone baby? You ever consider that?
Didn't you have like some sort of weird fixations with stone babies? I'm
obsessed with stone babies.
What is it, just like a calcified fetus? Like what happens?
Yeah, it's like those ladies who don't even know they're pregnant and then, you know, they miscarry and then your body, I guess after, if it's like not super mature, then your body will just absorb it again.
Or you'll have a miscarriage.
If it's like an actual, like, you know, certain amount, certain size, it can't.
It'll calcify.
It'll just calcify.
And then you'll go into labor and, like, give birth.
Yeah, sometimes that's what's fascinating. Like, ladies just sitting on the toilet, and then they poop out a stone baby.
Can you bring up a picture? Have you seen what it looks like?
I'm sure I have.
I feel like we must have. This sounds like something we've researched before together.
There was like that show, like I didn't know I was pregnant, and then there's ladies that would
just
like.
But most of them were not giving birth to stone babies.
Poop a baby out of their body.
Oh no! You know what it looks like? Remember those people that died at like Pompeii, the volcano, and their bodies got fossilized. That's what they look like, mummies, and that's.
Yeah, it's horrific.
Imagine if you pop that one out.
What if you have one of those in your body?
I mean, as long as it's not making me fat, I really don't care. Is that horrible to say?
That show, I didn't know I was pregnant, was hilarious. It's just like fat broads.
Not always. That was the freaky part.
And then they would just like be like, oh man, I gotta go to the bathroom, big bathroom. And then they go in there and then just like poop a baby out of their body.
I mean, yeah, the average IQ of those women was like 4, but every once in a while, the fact that there was a series was frightening. It wasn't just like one person. Right. It was like a thing that people experience, not regularly, but more than one is too many.
Yeah. What's your opinion of stone babies? 813-693-2124.
Fan, not a fan.
Like them, pro-stone baby, anti-stone baby. I would like to know. 813-693-2124.
Do you want to keep it going with the death theme that we have today?
Yeah,
it's very morbid.
Sure.
When I got here, you mentioned that there was a video that was circulating on the internet of, it's basically, I don't know what you call it, like a... Oh, like almost like a deep fake, I suppose.
It kind
of
is.
Of a kid that died in the Parkland shooting, and they brought him back to life in this like anti-gun video.
Yeah,
it's very disturbing.
This is from unfinishedvotes.com. It was a victim. His name is Joaquin. Crap, I can't remember his last name. But his parents co-signed off on this, and basically they were contacted by this company who features this artificial intelligence that can bring people back from the grave, apparently, and you can pre-program a script into them and they will read whatever you want.
What was, I mean, it, obviously they didn't take it from, like, his voice.
No, it's his voice, yeah.
Like, they have audio of him.
They have audio of him, and they, you know.
Wow, so it wasn't just visual, it was also audio.
Yeah.
I don't know which is more impressive.
This is a very science fiction-y and not a good science fiction movie that's taking place where we're in this realm where you can just reanimate corpses and get them to say whatever you want for
really
votes.
It's really disturbing.
And so, you know, I don't want to judge how people grieve. You know, people do things different ways. There was, what's that lady's name? She's married to John Legend. Chrissy Teigen.
She had
a miscarriage and blasted it all over the internet. And that's certainly her prerogative. I thought it was in poor taste. But hey, that's her thing. That's how she wanted to deal with it. And she is in the public eye. She is a public figure. And I guess you get to a point where your whole life is a TV show. And that's how some people lead those lives. I just wonder how pre-programmed you'd have to be, like, just when you're just a media creation and you're not even a human being.
Answer me this. Did you see there's a photo of her? It was posted, I think, in black and white. And she's crying on a medical exam table.
Yeah, she had a professional photographer apparently there.
When I saw that, I'm like, that's awful. But then I thought about, what if you were to take a picture of the picture? Like, she's crying, she's upset, and someone takes out a phone,
mm-hmm.
I'm assuming. Or
it might have been her husband.
A camera,
I don't,
and is
I don't
like,
know.
Let me capture this moment. That seems sick to me.
I thought it was very strange. And I have the same feelings about that as I do towards this. Not here to judge anybody. People are certainly free to do... you know, whatever they want, especially her. This is her life, and she wants to share it. And I've heard the argument that she just wants to know, or wants people to know, that they're not alone mm-hmm. in this whole thing. But I don't know. I just got a feeling towards it, as I did with this video. This is a little different, though, because this was a person that was on the planet who was living a life and was a child and was killed prematurely. Where it is a tragedy. This one definitely is a tragedy. Under no fault of his own, he was shot and killed. And they reanimated his corpse and made him say, vote for gun control. Now, this kid might have been anti-gun. I don't know. But you're also a kid. You don't know. Your politics aren't there yet when you're a child. And to just dig this kid up and right around election time.
It's
sick. And the parents signed off on this. And again, it's like,
God bless, it felt like they were exploiting their dead son, which is what they were doing.
Are. Yeah. That's absolutely what they're doing for their politics, which is, that tells you where we're at right now in our culture, where, you know, you're willing to exploit your family and your dead family in order to get people to do what you want. It's pretty sick. So I have it pulled up.
It's really disturbing.
And we'll listen to it together.
I am Patricia Oliver, and this is my husband, Manuel. 2 years ago, our beautiful son Joaquin was shot and killed at Parkland. Every day I think about him and what his last moments must have been like.
Meanwhile, every day, nearly 100 more families lose someone they love to gun violence. Every single day, we keep telling people it doesn't have to be like this. They don't listen. So we found a way to bring back someone that no one will ignore.
It's very hard for me to look at this. So please, please listen to what our son has to say.
So they used artificial intelligence to bring him back for one last message. And here's his message.
Yo, it's me. It's Guac. I've been gone for 2 years and nothing's changed, bro. People are still getting killed by guns. What is that? Everyone knows it, but they don't do anything. I'm tired of waiting for someone to fix it. The election in November is the first one I could have voted in, but I'll never get to choose the kind of world I wanted to live in. So you've got to replace my vote. Go to unfinishedvotes.com, register, then go vote. Vote for politicians who care more about people's lives than the gun lobby's money. Vote for people not getting shot, bro. I mean, vote for me, because I can't. We've got to keep on fighting, and we got to end this.
Ugh. Very off-putting. I had a chill up my spine. I know we watched it earlier, and you kind of had the same reaction. Yeah. This is unsettling. You know, it's at least Jeffrey Epstein exploited other people's children, for God's sake.
And it is one of those things where it's like, I mean, to lose a child I've never even had a kid, so I don't even know what that sort of love is like, but I mean, I can only imagine what it would be like to have a son, to raise him, and then him die at the hands of a shooter, and then you just decide that it's your life purpose now to make sure that that death was not in vain. So again, maybe they're just trying, they're doing what they think is best, and they want to try to persuade people, yeah, and they feel like this is a powerful message for them to get across. But that being said, who knows if that's even what he would have wanted? What if, right, he said, what if there was a cop on duty who actually wasn't a little, you know, puss pants and had a gun and then was able to kill the killer before he could kill more people? Like, that could have also happened as well. So really there's an argument for both sides, but either way, that was just extremely unsettling.
But that's just, like I said, that tells you where we're at in our culture, that people are willing to exploit any means. Like, nothing's off the table, mm-hmm, anymore. Like, mm-hmm, there are some things that, like, you can attack anything, you can use anything. You're like, people look at this election as too important to lose, so they're willing to quite literally sell themselves, sell anything, prostitute themselves in order to get what they want, mm-hmm, out of this whole
the
thing.
The ends justify the means,
yes,
in their mind. Yeah,
yeah, totally. And I mean, the appeals to emotion, these are all, they don't teach logic anymore. I don't know. I had to take a logic class at St. Pete College, but this is an appeal to emotion. It's a logical fallacy, and people will
is that under philosophy?
It's just, I forget, what do they call it? I think it was just logic. They called it.
How to not be a dumbass.
But now they have, I mean, math is racist, logic is racist. You know, these were all tenets put out in the Enlightenment period that kind of steered our civilization.
Racist?
Yeah.
Why? Like, if you take four Jews and you construct. Kill two of them. Oh. Okay. So
yeah.
Not like the problems that they're using, like the word problems.
No. No, just like.
Four blacks and you should, like, not,
yeah,
like that.
No, no. Okay. It's just like, if certain groups don't perform as well in it, then there must,
okay,
be a reason, and
okay,
that reason is just usually because of their race. Yeah,
mm-hmm, that's
and
a
ergo,
nice blanket term.
Yeah, well, that's the way. I mean, people just have a better. It's easier to explain away, mm-hmm, these things and just say blanket statement instead of actually looking for the real solutions to these problems of how to make people do better in these, mm-hmm, things. They just go, nah, it's just, let's just get rid of it because people aren't doing as well.
Right, right.
So it's a brave new world. What can I tell you? All right, it's time to go. If you have any questions, concerns, comments, please leave a message at 813-693-2124. Please do check out NTT Fitness. Do check out True V Salon and Spa. Support those who help support this show. If you'd like to leave a donation in the tip jar, it is available for you. You don't have to. Just telling you, it's there. hmbradio.com/donate. Please do remember to subscribe to this podcast on any, it should be everywhere. Just put in HMB Radio, all one word. Subscribe to it. I'm starting to do a YouTube stuff now, YouTube shows, streams, and so go to the YouTube page too. I think I need to get to 100 subscribers before I can make a custom URL, but just you'll find it. Just put in HMB Radio and YouTube and subscribe to the channel, and got some good ones coming up. So do that, and I hope you have a good week. I hope you take care of yourself, and I hope you are nice to your friends and family, and strangers too, for that matter. My name is Will Koontz. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, if you are listening on podcast, thank you so much. Tell a friend about it. Retweet the stuff. Home_made_man. Share it on Facebook. HMB Radio. All right. Love you. Bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.